Good morning, America. This is the Katz Roundtable. John Katz and he's here Sunday morning. How are we going to live longer? Stem cells. Well, with us is our in-house genius, Dr. Peter Michalos, that took a special trip to the Caribbean, to the islands, to find a special program that's helping people live longer, and all he ran into was celebrities that could afford it. Good morning, Dr. Michalos. Tell us about your trip.
Well, the trip was to the Prodromo Stem Cell Institute that was located in Antigua. And actually, there were people there from all walks of life because they run it as a not-for-profit. So it's actually the lowest priced stem cell you can get in the probably in the world, because it's basically a not-for-profit. This doctor wants to help out a lot of people. So there were auto mechanics there, housewives, CEOs, billionaires. Some people came with on their commercial flight, and about five people came on their private jets from Seattle, California, all over the country and the world. And I just had to see it for myself, because after seeing a young man in the community I live in who had autism, and the parents brought him there, and the kid, after this treatment, was so much better, I said, I got to get on a plane and I must see this, as difficult as it might be. And basically, there are two kinds of stem cells, autologous, which means they come from the patient, from yourself. And people can do that here in the United States, where they take your own stem cells from either your blood, your bone marrow, from your fat, and they inject it in knees and hips. And then there's allogenic, which come from other places. And basically, the cutting-edge stem cell treatment can treat many human disorders. And they collect this from stem cells from donated umbilical cords that would otherwise be discarded. And they don't take it from embryos. They don't take it from fetal tissue. And it's not FDA approved in the United States. And so people have to go for offshore treatment. And without big pharma backing or government funding to do the studies, it won't happen in the U.S. That's why the Chinese are the leaders in stem cell treatment. And so is places like Argentina and the Bahamas. And one of our other mutual friends, as we know, goes to the Bahamas to get their stem cell IV infusions. And they're leading in stem cell therapy. And, you know, I went down there with an open mind. I have to say I was skeptical at first. And then I started meeting all these people, people who couldn't raise their arms before, people who couldn't open and close their hands. And Tony Robbins, in his recent book, Life Force, that he wrote with Peter Diamandis, talks about how he was scheduled to have all this surgery, and they told him you're never going to be the same. And he had stem cell treatment on his shoulder, and now he lifts his arm up, and he's, like, back to normal. And they actually show you x-rays of and the MRIs before and after, and I saw some of them, and I was very pleasantly surprised with what I saw. And they do give people realistic likelihood for success, and again, it works for certain things like joint arthritis. Definitely I saw improvement in multiple people in their testimonials, some people with MS, some, you know, one lady who used to be in a wheelchair most of the time. She still has MS, but it's much, much better. Rheumatoid arthritis, people after strokes came for treatment, psoriasis, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, Lyme disease patients. Some people just go there for anti-aging. I saw a woman who I thought was 35. She was 65, and she's been going every year since 2019. People with
You thought when you saw this woman, you thought she was 65 and she's 30. You thought she was 35 and she was 65?
Yes. Yeah, I did see that lady from Seattle. It was wild. And, it doesn't work in things like Alzheimer's disease, because you have the blood-brain barrier. Getting into the brain is a whole other story, and it doesn't work for genetic disorders. So they give you the realistic thing. But I saw all these, you know, NFL players were coming down there, and various people from all walks of life, and they were getting help. And instead of going to Asia and places, now this guy Chadwick Prodromos, this doctor, he's been in academic medicine for 30 years, and, you know, he does it. He follows all these protocols. He submits for IRBs, and they do it, and they try to do everything, you know, by the book. They're very careful. This guy went to Princeton and Johns Hopkins Medical School and trained at Harvard Mass General, and 30 years in academic medicine. So this is not fly by night. And they have this anesthesiologist, Ken Candido, who's an interventional radiologist, who does these injections, and I observe how they get it in the exact spot. They give you the IV treatment, and let's say it's your shoulder, your knee, your wrist, your elbow, and they inject it in the exact spot where there's pathology. And it, as they explain to me, these stem cells, they're almost like laser-targeted weapons. They know where to go. in the United States, there's only one situation where they allow umbilical stem cells to be used. That's if you need a bone marrow transplant and you have leukemia or cancer and they can't find a match for you, then they will allow an infusion of umbilical stem cells. And they're actually made right here in the USA. They're collected at a company called Vitreo Biopharma, which is actually led by an ophthalmologist. They're in Colorado, and that's where it all happens. This is apparently for the United States, the top stem cell procurement center, and they basically make sure everything's sterilized. They obviously check for any type of diseases. They make, you know, it's a healthy mother donor who wishes to donate. And actually, it's a trend right now. A lot of people, when they have babies, they save the cord blood of the baby, because in the future, if the baby has an issue or cancer or needs a bone marrow transplant, they actually can save that and store it for you. So it's really
have you considered stuff. Doing anything for yourself, whether you have a sore arm or a sore neck?
I think that after seeing what I saw, before I would have any knee or hip or shoulder surgery, I would definitely do this before I ever had an operation. And just from based on what I saw. But again, I was very, very skeptical at first, but then I was like, holy smokes, this is like really happening. And they were doing like 20 people a day flying from all over the place.
What's the budget? I mean, I don't care for myself, but I just want the general public is concerned.
It's normally, if you go to Asia or Bahamas, it's around $50,000, but there they do it for like $16,000. You know, there the stem cells cost almost that. They're really running it at a very doable thing.
Can it cure diabetes?
The people who I spoke to, or one of them, they got much better. Like someone who was on insulin now only has to take metformin. Or, you know, things like that were happening. So it's all happening. It's all only, you know, since 2019 when they passed the law in Antigua. And they, you know, these doctors are licensed in Antigua and it's legal in Antigua. And it is helping people. And the not-for-profit, the website is the forum, forem.org, forum, forem.org. And, you know, it's just something that I think is definitely worth looking at. And Chadwick Prodromos is the doctor. And he's actually, turns out that he's a good friend of Corky, an old friend of ours who passed away a year ago, and very, very nice people. And the wife is a dentist who's like his assistant, and it's an amazing teamwork and an energy. Her name is Marilyn, and just the whole staff, the team, the nurses, everyone is just very, very professional. And I was just very pleasantly surprised, and I just think that it's something that I hope we'll have as an option here in the United States in the next few years, and giving hope to a lot of people.
Dr. Peter Mihalos, thank you for your the information, and it's interesting, and it seems like science is progressing.
Yes, it is, and we want to just get the truth out to our listeners and keep them advised on the cutting-edge treatments that may help them one day. And thanks for always getting the truth out on the Cats Roundtable.
Thank you so much, and we'll catch up with you again real soon.